Proclamation number 7593 of 3rd of May, 1960. Right use of vitality. Every day you are allowed to experience as a human being on this earth is a grace for you. For every day can still help your soul to mature, which will then earn it a degree of light in the kingdom of the beyond which it could only achieve on earth. Every day is a grace for you which you cannot value highly enough. For as long as you still possess vitality, you can also work with love and thus gather spiritual riches which will follow you into eternity. At the moment of death, this vitality is extinguished and you stand there powerless, even if you wanted to work with love. If you have not acquired spiritual strength through loving activity on earth, as long as you live on earth, you should enjoy your vitality because you can use it to create spiritual possessions for yourselves, because you can use it to work with love and thus accomplish your change of nature for the purpose of which you are on earth. Admittedly, you can also let your will become active in the wrong direction by using all your vitality exclusively to create comfort for your body, and then you will have left the grace of being human amused, which you will bitterly regret one day when you have attained realization in a spiritual kingdom. But as soon as you make good use of your lifetime, as soon as you take every opportunity to work with love, your spiritual wealth will constantly grow and your soul will purify itself, which love and suffering can achieve. This is why days of suffering can also be a blessing for you, for the more the soul can purify itself on earth, the more permeable it will be to light when it enters the spiritual kingdom, and the higher its degree of maturity, which determines its fate in eternity. For this reason, you should also humbly accept suffering days and regard them as a gift of grace from God. For it is far easier to attain a certain degree of soul maturity on earth than it will be in the kingdom of the beyond, even though an ascent is still possible then, but it requires far more strength than on earth. And then the soul has to acquire this strength through loving activity first, but it usually cannot muster the will to do so and has to rely on people's intercession or help from the beings of light. And no matter how much your earthly life burdens you, no matter how difficult it seems to you to bear, you can always request God's help. You can only turn to Jesus Christ at any time to help you carry your cross or to provide you with strength so that you are able to carry the cross yourselves. But you still possess the strength of life which enables you to increase your strength yourselves when you carry out works of love. For love is strength, and you will always receive more strength the more you practice love. And you will also be able to overcome difficult days and mature your soul through every day which brought you love and suffering. It will be able to enter the kingdom of the beyond purified and will have gained a great advantage over the souls of people who only thought of their physical comfort and went through earthly life without any complaints. And the soul will also thank its God and Father for the suffering which earned it that advantage. It will be allowed to enjoy the light and be blissfully happy in strength and freedom. It will possess riches with which it can work for its own and other souls' happiness who are still in poverty and torment in a state which requires help. And they will be blessed to be able to help those souls because their need is unspeakably great. Amen.